This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Voting is underway for single-phase assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase in West Bengal, voting for 234 seats in Tamil Nadu and 152 constituencies in West Bengal began at 7 a.m. and will continue till 6 p.m. In Tamil Nadu, till 11 a.m., over 37% polling was registered, while in West Bengal, over 41% votes were polled. In Tamil Nadu, the electoral fate of 4,023 candidates will be sealed in the EVMs today, while in West Bengal, 1,478 candidates are in the fray. Counting of votes will take place along with Assam, Kerala and Puducherry assembly elections on the 4th of next month. We now go over live to our correspondent Kalyan Laha in Kolkata for more. Kalyan, tell us what is the latest update you can bring us on the polling in West Bengal.
Voting is going on peacefully in West Bengal and there is no incidents of violence. And as per the latest information given by the commission, 266 complaints have been taken by the commission.
Right. Thank you, Kalyan, for that update. In Tamil Nadu, over 5.73 crore voters will exercise their franchise today. More than 75,000 polling stations have been established across the state to facilitate voter participation and ensure accessibility. In West Bengal, more than 44,000 polling booths have been set up across 16 districts where polling is being held today. Out of these, 7,384 booths have been flagged as super sensitive or critical. About 3.6 crore voters are expected to exercise their franchise in this phase. To ensure smooth conduct of this first phase of election, a massive security arrangement is in place. A total of 2,407 companies of central forces have been deployed. Murshidabad, with its two police districts, has the highest concentration with 316 companies stationed. East Midnapore follows with 273 companies. The 4th India-Africa Forum Summit 2026 is scheduled to be held in New Delhi from the 28th of May this year. Addressing a curtain-raiser event of the summit in New Delhi today, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said India-Africa partnership assumes significance as the world navigates through complex geopolitical challenges.
Today, Africa occupies a central place in India's foreign policy. India's engagement with Africa is guided by a clear vision, a vision rooted in the principle of equality, of mutual respect, and of shared progress. The Viksit Bharat 2047 and Africa's Agenda 2063 are both complementary roadmaps which are geared towards prosperity and progress through sustainable growth and inclusive development.
Dr. Jaishankar also formally unveiled the logo, theme and website of the India-Africa Forum Summit, which will be held from the 28th to the 31st of May. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, will conduct the second phase of CBSE 10th exam 2026 on the 15th of May. The exam is optional for those students who want to improve their scores. All past students will be allowed to improve their performance in any three subjects out of science, mathematics, social science and languages. The board had announced the class 10th results for the first main exam on the 15th of this month. This initiative aligns with the National Education Policy 2020, which advocates for the alleviation of exam-related stress by providing students with a second opportunity within the same academic year. The portals of Badrinath Temple located in Chamoli district of Uttarakhand were opened for devotees this morning amid Vedic chants and traditional rituals. Our correspondent reports the Mahabhishek Puja was performed by Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami in the name of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, praying for the prosperity and well-being of the nation and the state. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will face Chennai Super Kings at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading nearly 1% lower in the forenoon session today. The Sensex plunged 752 points to 77,764, while the Nifty lost 191 points to 24,187 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.